It's time for the Captain's Warm-Up Show. Let's get ready for today's game with the voice of the Captains, John Vicari.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. Tonight, the Captains begin a six-game road series here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as they take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels at Perfect Game Field in Veterans Memorial Stadium. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari, 20 minutes away from first pitch. Thank you for tuning in to the Lake County Captains warm-up show. Well, the Captains begin a 12-game and then 13-day road trip tonight in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The team got on the bus yesterday and left Classic Park at 8 a.m. to get into Cedar Rapids at about 7 p.m. yesterday, and Lake County will begin again their one and only trip to the state of Iowa this season here against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And then after our six-game road series here, they'll head to Peoria, Illinois to take on the Chiefs for another six games. Longest road trip of the season for Lake County, and it comes in mid-May. The Captains coming off a series against the Great Lakes Loons in which they were close in a couple of games, but lost four of the six games. We'll do a recap of that quickly before we preview tonight's game and tonight's series and this week's series with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. In terms of what happened earlier in the week, last Tuesday and Wednesday at versus Great Lakes, Lake County had two tough losses, a 4-1 loss after a great Tanner Bibee outing, who will get the start tonight. It was a 4-1 loss, and then 5-2 on Wednesday. Then Thursday and Friday went Lake County's way, a 2-1 victory. Great pitching from Alaska Abney to finish things out there. And then on Friday night, it was a 4-3 victory, highlighted by an Angel Martinez walk-off single in a back-and-forth game. Lake County would even up the series. The weekend didn't go according to plan for Lake County, unfortunately. An 8-2 loss on Saturday. And then Sunday was a great shootout, a great baseball game, over 3 hours and plenty of runs scored. But Lake County put themselves in a hole early against Great Lakes, down 5-1, and they slowly tried to chip away at that lead. At one point, they did tie it 6-6, but it was Great Lakes who would get the win 10-9, based on really their just great offense. From the games on Saturday and Sunday, Great Lakes combined for 8 home runs against the Lake County pitching staff. And again, 4 of the 6 games go to Great Lakes. Doesn't get any easier for Lake County. They take on a Cedar Rapids team tonight that has the best record in the Midwest League. When we come back, we'll look a little further into what Cedar Rapids has done this season, a 24-9 record, and they are the top dogs in the Midwest League West and in the Midwest League overall. We'll look at them as well as the starting pitchers as in who to watch for in tonight's game, and then following that, lineups and first pitch. Here from Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You're listening to the Lake County Captains Warm-Up Show here on WJCU.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at meritechinc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Back here on the Lake County Captains warm-up show, Captains taking on the Colonels tonight. The first and only road series Lake County will have here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa on the season. And then in late July, Cedar Rapids will be coming to East Lake, Ohio. But the Cedar Rapids Colonels are Lake County's opponent tonight, and they are having quite a 2022. They stand right now at a 24-9 record overall, do the Colonels, and that's the top record in the Midwest League overall. It's been highlighted by their pitching. Their pitching has the best earned run average at a 2.65, not just in the Midwest League, but in all of minor league baseball. Overall in baseball, there's three MLB teams that have a higher ERA than the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They also have the most strikeouts, 349, and the lowest opponent's batting average at 202. They're also tops in K-to-walk ratio, 3.92, which means for every walk, there's three strikeouts and almost four with a 3.92. A 269 on base percentage, which is the lowest. Slugging at 310 and OPS at 579 is what Cedar Rapids pitching has done against the Midwest League this season. They're off to a terrific start and only, though, have a two-game lead over Wisconsin in the West Division, but 24-9, the best team overall in the Midwest League. And then you look at their offense. Okay, well, maybe their offense isn't as good. Well, they have the most runs batted in at 158 and are top five in slugging and on base percentage this season. Just compared to what they've done pitching-wise, their offense is, I guess, the weaker of the two, but their pitching has been so elite and something that Lake County has to be prepared for. That's Lake County top three in pitching overall and earned runs average as well in the Midwest League, so it's going to be a pitcher's duel through these six games. Lake County is going to be ready for it. And we have quite a pitching matchup tonight as well and throughout this series. And when we come back, we will look at that pitching matchup as well as who to watch for in the lineups for both squads. It's the Lake County Captains, the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The first of a six-game road series for Lake County and the first of a 12-game road series overall. And you're going to hear it all here on WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Welcome back to Lake County Captains warm-up show here on WJCU. The Captains begin a road series here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It was about an 8.5-hour trip from East Lake, Ohio that the team took part in yesterday. Got into the hotel yesterday and are ready for action today against Cedar Rapids. It will be five starts at 7:35 in Eastern Time, 6:35 here in the Central Time Zone in Iowa. And then a 3:05 start, 2:05 here on Sunday. Six games between both of these teams. Cedar Rapids, the number one team in the West Division, and Lake County currently third in the East Division. We have a great pitching matchup for you tonight. It starts the six-game road series, and what a better way to start it for Lake County than throwing one of your best arms in Tanner Bibee and putting him on the hill. In terms of Bybee this season, 5 games started, 21 and a 2/3 innings. He only has a 1.25 ERA. He's been so impressive, has Bybee. 36 strikeouts over the 21 and 2/3, only 3 earned runs allowed. And those 3 earned runs have all come in his last 2 starts, believe it or not. His last start came, well, last Tuesday against Great Lakes back at Classic Park. It was a Tuesday afternoon game. He went 5 innings, tying his season high, allowing 3 hits and an earned run, and he totaled 10 strikeouts. The first time he's had double-digit strikeouts in a start this season. The 2021 draft pick, 5th round, 23-year-old, 6'2", 190, and he's got a fastball, curve, slider, and changeup from Cal State Fullerton. And Bybee taking on a pretty impressive Cedar Rapids lineup the first time that he's facing a West opponent, and the first time Lake County is this season as well. On the flip side for Cedar Rapids, a star who's had as impressive of a start as Bybee has had, and that is Sean Mooney for the Colonels. He has, in his 5 starts, 21 innings pitched, so Bybee has 2 more outs than him. Mooney with a 1.29 ERA in his 5 starts, and he is a 24-year-old, listed at 6'1", 200, had his college ball at St. John's University in Queens, New York, and he has been very impressive for the Colonels this year. His best start came in his last start. That was against Peoria on a 7-1 win last Wednesday. He went 5 innings, allowing 5 hits, 1 run, that run not earned. He also has 3 earned runs, by the way, over 21 innings, and he got 4 strikeouts in that start as well. Mooney's velocity on his pitches are a bit down from his St. John's day, but the movement of his slider is what to look at. He's got a fastball, slider, and a changeup, a 3-pitch mix for Sean Mooney, and there'll be a pair of right-handers on the mound representing Lake County and Cedar Rapids tonight. Now we'll go to who to watch for in the lineup. For Lake County, there's one obvious choice just based on Sunday's performance, and that's the third baseman in Jonkenzie Noel. Jonkenzie had a 4-hit day, 4-for-5, 2 home runs as well, one that got stuck in the no-peck sign out in right field, and one that was throttled to left center field. Jonkenzie's had a great start to his season, 9 home runs, which is third in the Cleveland Guardians affiliates, and he also leads all minor league players in Cleveland Guardians system in isolated power, which registers extra base hits and home runs as basis of your average. Jonkenzie Noel is number one, so he's got the most raw power, quote-unquote, of anyone thus far amongst all the affiliates. Noel will be batting third and playing third tonight for Lake County. On the flip side with Cedar Rapids, a lot of guys you'll get to know over this 6-game series, but if you follow the Midwest League at all overall, you already know the name of Christian Encarnacion Strand. He started his season 4-for-5 with 2 home runs and 9 RBIs in opening day. He's second right now in runs batted in overall. Encarnacion Strand, the third baseman tonight, batting second. And a big power bat, really the big bat in terms of this lineup, because, yeah, he has power with 5 home runs, but it's his average. He's batting .336 over 31 games played for the Colonels. He is a standout for them, and he's who to watch for. Again, batting second in the lineup tonight is Encarnacion Strand. So we'll be Lake County Captains and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Lake County trying to get back to their winning ways, and they start in the West Division tonight. Again, the first of 12 games in 13 days on the road for Lake County. We'll take another break when we come back. It'll be lineups and first pitch, and it'll be Captains versus Colonels tonight at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. You're listening to Captains Baseball here on WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Noel coming home. He scores standing.
Christian Cairo leaves the yard.
A swing and a deep drive right field. No doubt about it.
Welcome to Lake County Captains Baseball. Today's game is brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue, when you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan, for interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. And now, Lake County Captains Baseball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. Tonight, the Captains begin a six-game road series here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Overall, a 12-game road series in 13 days for the Captains, and it starts tonight as they take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari, and we're moments away from first pitch. Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of Lake County Captains Baseball on WGCU. The Captains coming in at 14-18, taking on the top team in the Midwest League, the 24-9 Cedar Rapids Colonels, the Cedar Rapids team with the best ERA in all of Midwest League Baseball and all of Minor League Baseball overall at a 2.58. It's Sean Mooney, the right-hander, 6'1", 200, 5 starts this season, and he's got a 1.29 ERA through 21 innings. The Lake County lineup that looks to really put a bad game against Mooney for the first time this season goes as follows. Leading off, it's the shortstop in Christian Cairo returning to the lineup. Batting second, playing first base, it's Joe Naranjo. Jean-Kenzie Noel is at third and batting third. Petey Halpin, the cleanup hitter in right. Batting fifth, Angel Martinez, he plays second base. Left fielder Jonathan Rodriguez bats sixth. Raynell Delgado, the DH, bats seventh. Behind the plate, batting eighth, is Mike Amditas. And Connor Cox is in center field, rounding out the order. Lake County in their gray uniforms with the powder blue Lake County written across, numbers on the right side of the jersey. And for the Colonels, it's their white uniforms with white pants and green Colonels with a corn on the cob pretty much extending out of the K, and that in red and yellow coloring. As Mooney steps up, Cairo steps in, number 11 versus number 11 in terms of jersey number in Mooney and Cairo. Mooney the kick in the first pitch, it's a fastball, misses outside, and we are underway. For Christian Cairo, it's the first game he's played since May 4th, game 2 of the doubleheader against Dayton, as a fastball comes in high in the count 2-0. The reason, Cairo got hit by a pitch in that game in the head and went under concussion protocol. And to be safe, Lake County kept him out of the series against Great Lakes. He returns to the lineup and he takes a fastball on the outside corner in the count, 2 balls and a strike onto Cairo. Getting the start of his usual shortstop position and recovering from the injury and looking to get back to some hitting ways as a fastball comes on the outside corner in the count, 2-2. Slow start for Cairo this year, 19 games played and under an 100 average. But he's been very sharp defensively and back to the top of the order, where he last batted on May the 4th. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Time is called by Cairo, who takes a deep breath inside the right-hand batter's box. Cairo is set, as is Mooney. Mooney set above the belt, the 2-2. Check swing from Cairo, did he go? Yes, he did. Strikeout number one for Sean Mooney to begin his evening. And the defense behind Mooney tonight. In left field, it's Jefferson Morales. In center field, Alaric Soleri. And in right, Willie Joe Gary Jr. From third to first, it's Christian Encarnacion Strand. Wander Javier. Aaron Anthony Padro and Anthony Sabato. Behind the plate is Jair Camargo. And on the mound is Mooney, who comes with a pitch that misses high. And outside onto Joe Naranjo, count 1-0. Naranjo, who's, for the month of May, primarily been in the leadoff spot, batting second here tonight as he takes a big cut in the count even 1-1 as he chases a high fastball. Naranjo on the season, the power numbers and batting average have been very good in terms of 5 homers and 17 RBIs, but only a home run and 2 RBIs thus far in the month of May. As a fastball misses on the outside corner in the count 2-1. His last home run came against Dayton. And today in BP, didn't see if he's wearing them currently, but was wearing new goggles in terms of during batting practice. As the 2-1, Naranjo puts it in the air to shallow right. Moving to his right is Gary Jr. and to his left, Soleri in center. Soleri calls off his teammate and makes the play in right center field. There's 2 away to begin things here in the top of the first. Now it brings up Jean-Kenzie Noel, and Noel had the first 4-hit ball game for a captain since Joe Naranjo, who just flew out, did so against the Lansing Lugnuts on July 16th, 2021. Noel was 4-for-5 with 2 home runs, both solo shots, as he looks at a first pitch that gets the outside corner count 0-1. But Noel now up to over 20 RBIs on the season, as well as 9 long balls. The 0-1 for Mooney. Noel, broken bat as it shatters and, or at least chipped a bit, as it was a slow roller to the right side and near the Cedar Rapids dugout. But the count 0-2, and Noel will return to the dugout to get a new piece of wood and continue this at-bat. Solid crowd thus far in Cedar Rapids. Not the best weather day. We're expecting great weather days for the rest of the series. But tonight, right now, it is currently 70 degrees with rain forecasted potentially as we go into this game. Hopefully that misses us. But 70 degrees, and a wind blowing right to left at about 12 miles an hour. As Mooney has an 0-2 count on Noel, comes with an off-speed. Noel extends the bat out and punches it into shallow center, charging in his Solari, and he makes the play on the charge, moving in to end the inning. It's a 1-2-3 worked by Sean Mooney. He continues to impress as the starter from St. John's. 1-2-3 against the Captains. It'll be Tanner Bybee to take the hill for Lake County to begin the bottom of the first here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. No score, Captains and Colonels.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Tanner Bybee on the hill for Lake County, making start number 6 of his season. He enters with 21 and 2/3 innings pitched, a 1.25 ERA, and 36 strikeouts as he'll take on the first place in the Midwest League Cedar Rapids Colonels tonight and their lineup. That goes as follows. Leading off, it's Anthony Pardoe. He's at second base. Batting second, Christian Encarnacion Strand, second in the Midwest League in RBIs. Batting second, playing third. Aaron Sabato's at first, batting third. Jair Camargo, the cleanup hitter, behind the plate. As first pitch swing is Prado, and he fouls it away right side. Rounding out the order, Seth Gray's the DH. Jefferson Morales is in left, batting sixth. Ulrich Solari, center field, batting seventh. Wander Javier, short, batting eighth. And Willie Joe Gray Jr., the right fielder, rounds out the order. As a pitch in the dirt from Bybee, a breaking ball, and the count is at a ball and a strike. In terms of Bybee, the changeup has been very effective for him, and his fastball velocity has been higher than it usually is, at least was last season. The 1-1. It's a fastball that notches on the outside corner, and the count at 1-2. Bybee taking on a Colonels team that has the most runs batted in all the Midwest League. A team that really put on the hurt against Peoria in their last series, as a 1-2 misses outside, and the count now at 2-2. In terms of what they did against Peoria, they took 5 of the 6 games, and they were never held to under 5 runs. The 2-2 Swung on and missed by Prideaux. Looked like the slider there from Bybee. That was low and away and gets strikeout number one. The defense behind Bybee tonight for the Captains. It's Jonathan Rodriguez in left, Connor Cox in center, Petey Halpin in right. From third to first, Jean-Kenzie Noel, Christian Cairo, Angel Martinez, and Joe Naranjo. Behind the plate is Mike Amditas, who has caught Tanner Bybee five of his six starts. And on the mound is Bybee as he comes with a first pitch fastball, a called strike on the upper part of the zone and outside. This is a batter that you're going to have to look out for, Captains fans, in terms of the guy, that enemy number one, really, that Lake County pitchers are going to have to get. It's Christian Encarnacion Strand as he lines one into left field. Backtracking is Rodriguez. He's at the warning track, and Jonathan Rodriguez hauls it in on the warning track for out number two. We'll get more into Encarnacion Strand in his next at-bat, but Bybee retires him in the first go-around. Now brings up Aaron Sabato playing first base. Low average in Sabato with 172, 294 on base, 383 slugging in 28 games played, but he does have six multi-RBI games this season. Bybee's first pitch to him is a breaking ball low in the count at 1-0. Windy night, overcast clouds as well. Rain that hopefully misses us here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The 1-0 from Bybee. And that a heater on the outside corner. Count at 2-0 as it just missed on the outside. As Bybee takes a half circle around the mound and now steps up. Colonel fans still getting to their seats here at the ballpark. As Bybee, the deep breath, the windup kick, and the 2-0. It's a fastball that darts low below the knees, so the count now at 3-0 on to Sabato. Sabato, first-round pick in the 2020 draft for the Minnesota Twins. Cedar Rapids, since 2013, has been the Minnesota Twins' single-A affiliate, of course, high-A, in the Midwest League. It's a 3-0 pitch, is a fastball called on the outside corner. They count 3-1. 95 there from Tanner Bybee on the corner. He comes set yet again. The 3-1. And Sabato spoils this one to the right side and foul. And the count at 3-2. That one 96 from Bybee. Here that's maxed out at around 97 this season. Bybee the windup kick and the 3-2. And Sabato puts it into the netting behind home plate. There's really no back wall here at Perfect Game Field. It's a net that goes almost all the way down, and then there's like a little concrete. About, I would say, 2 or 3 feet off the ground. That's all the way at the bottom, and then net all the way. As Bybee comes with a breaking ball, it misses on the outside corner. And so walk worked by Sabato. That extends this first inning for the Colonels. In terms of dimensions of this park, it's 315 down the left field line, 325 down the right field line. In right center field, 390. In left center field, 378, and then goes out to 407. 400 to dead center, and then continuing to right center, 403. The wall really pushes back towards left center. And it's really not symmetrical around. But the shortest way you could hit it out, 315 down the left field line. As Bybee starts out his at-bat against Jair Camargo with a breaking ball that misses low and the count 1-0. Camargo hitting for a high average this season, the catcher for the Cedar Rapids Colonels tonight. Bank 309, 325 on base, 543 slugging. As Bybee set at the belt, the 1-0. It's a fastball low and away and the count at 2-0. He's thrown three straight balls as he'll throw a ball away to the Colonel's dugout and get a fresh one. In terms of Camargo, five home runs. And speaking with Thomas Breach, Cedar Rapids Colonel's broadcaster, all five of those were no doubters. The 2-0. Camargo puts one on the ground, right side. Angel Martinez dives to his left, but it's under his glove and into right center field. It's a base hit for Camargo. Sabato moves to second, and it's two runners on for the Colonels here in the bottom of the first inning.
Designated hitter, number 18, Seth
So the DH and Seth Gray will come to the plate. Gray played in 113 games last season in what was an 120-game season in the Midwest League. Now, Lake County versus Cedar Rapids did not happen in 2021, of course, because of COVID, didn't happen in 2020. So the first matchup between these two since 2019. As Gary puts one down the left field line, first pitch swinging, it's a base hit. Rounding third and coming home is Sabato. Camargo turning on the wheels as well. Rodriguez fires in from left. Sabato stays at third, or Camargo stays at third. Sabato came home, and it's now a 1-0 Colonels lead on an RBI double from Seth Gray. It's Colonels lineup finding the pitching of Tanner Bibees. Left one over the heart of the zone, and Gary with a nice opposite field hit, a good piece of hitting. As will be the sixth batter in this inning, and Jefferson Morales to the plate. Caleb Longshore will come out of the Lake County dugout, as well as the infield and the catcher. Up and down a very strong Colonels lineup. There's a reason that they're 24-9 in the season. As the entire infield in discussing things with Caleb Longshore, it's runners on second and third. Gray on second, Camargo on third, and already a Colonels 1-0 lead. Bibee looked sharp after the first two batters he faced, but then it was a hard-fought walk worked by Aaron Sabato to extend the inning, and then since then Camargo with an opposite field hit into right, and then Seth Gray, with an opposite field hit into left. As Jefferson Morales comes to the dish. Morales, who split time in low A and with Cedar Rapids last season and was a organizational all-star for the Minnesota Twins in the 2021 years. Bibee will now throw it over to third, and it's a called out. So it looks like that the runner never hit third base. A throw from Bibee over to third. I don't know if Lake County maybe saw a replay of the feed, but Bibee threw it over to third, and I believe that means that run number one will not come home to score. A discussion here continues with the manager of the Colonels and Brian Dinkelman. And he's still discussing things with the home plate umpire in Nate Diedrich, but we'll take a quick break here. Run negated off the board for Cedar Rapids. No score as we go into the second between the Captains and the Colonels here on WJCU.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captains gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captains gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Paws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captain's home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Petey Halpin, first pitch swinging down the left field line, and it goes into the corner, and it's a caught ball by the left fielder in Morales. So Petey Halpin was first pitch swing to begin this top of the second inning. Jefferson Morales into the one obstruction we have from our view here into the left field corner in foul territory. makes a play. And one pitch, one out to begin this second inning. Run taken off the board in the first. So the Colonels had an RBI double for the moment from Seth Gray, but Aaron Sabato never touched third. And then the Captains were smart enough and either was caught by someone in the dugout or caught on a replay. And Bybee threw over to third, Noel stepped on the bag. No run comes home to score. Angel Martinez is at the plate. He takes a pitch outside. And the count, two balls and no strikes onto the Captain's second baseman. Sean Mooney on the mound for Cedar Rapids, who had a 12-pitch 1-2-3 inning in the first as he comes with a breaking ball. It misses low. And the count now at 3-0. Excuse me, actually 2-1. Mooney sent above the belt, the pitch, and Martinez with a swing and a miss. And the count even, two balls and two strikes on to Angel Martinez. Carries a four-game hit streak, did not play in Sunday's game. And had the walk-off single, of course, on Friday night as he lines one opposite field and threw for a base hit. First hit for the Captains on the day. Martinez wants two, and he sprinted right away, mishandling it in center for a moment was Solari. And that's all Martinez needed. So he's in the second base. And it's a double with one away. Heads up base running by Martinez there. And it looked like, I don't think it's going to be called an error because both Solari and Morales converging on it. And I think it was the fact they were nonchalant going over. And then when they realized Martinez was sprinting towards the bag, they tried to hustle in their throw and field it quicker. And that's what messed them up. So Martinez is aboard on second. One away, and Jonathan Rodriguez is at the plate. Mooney's first pitch, off speed and outside, the count 1-0. No score after chaotic bottom of the first, in which it was an RBI double taken off the board after Aaron Sabato, the runner from second, missed third on his way home. The 1-0, Mooney with a pitch high, a throw down all the way to second from the catcher in Camargo. Applying the tag was Prado, but Martinez back in with a head-first slide. So the count is 2-0. Martinez with the lead still. Mooney, a look back, will come to the plate. The 2-0 breaking ball. And it's a called strike at the knees. Count 2-1. In terms of the pitcher in Sean Mooney, mentioned 3 years at St. John's. In 2019, did have Tommy John surgery. As the kick in the 2-1, Rodriguez rifles this one up the middle, right into the chest of the second baseman in Prado. He knocks it down, picks it up, and then throws it over to first. So there's two away. Martinez advances on to third. So ground out the second from Rodriguez. Prado was shaded up the middle and it was hit right at him. A hard hit ball from Rodriguez, but right where the defense was. So we'll bring up Raynell Delgado. But to continue with Mooney, because of the Tommy John, he pretty much changed his technique, his windup and delivery to the plate as the first pitch comes an outside corner called strike onto the left-hand hitter in Raynell Delgado, the DH tonight. But for Mooney, it's led to a drop in velocity, but more movement on his slider as a fastball comes inside to count one ball, one strike, Mooney onto Delgado. No score, top of the second inning, 90 feet away is potentially the first runner for Lake County in Angel Martinez. The pitch to Delgado, this one in the air to left center field. Moving over to his left is Morales. He's in front of the warning track, and he squeezes it to make the catch for out number three. So the Captains don't get a run, but do get a hit. No errors and one left on base. To the bottom of the second we go. No score, Lake County and Cedar Rapids here. WJCU.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. Join the captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
Captain's Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Cedar Rapids Colonels and Lake County Captains match up here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Tanner Bibee on the hill to begin the second inning. Did allow two hits in the first as a fastball comes on the outside corner, a called strike on two Morales, count 0-1. He allowed a double from Seth Gray that brought Aaron Sabato across home plate, but Sabato did not tag the third base bag, so after a mound meeting between Caleb Longshore and the infield, someone in the dugout must have notified or saw in the footage that the runner did miss or there was no safe call at home plate. So a throw came over from Bibee to Noel, who stepped on third, and it was a call down. As Morales gets under an 0-2 pitch, this one on the right side of the infield, Martinez at second base on the edge of the infield dirt makes the play, and there's one away. Remember, Captains fans, don't throw away that ticket. Flip over your Captains ticket for details on the most Southwest Grill offer for a buy one, get one free entree with the purchase of two regular drinks. Valid at participating Moe's locations in Menor, Mayfield Heights, and South Euclid. As Ulrich Solari is at the plate, Bibee the wind up the first pitch, and it's a breaking ball, 81 miles an hour on the curve, and a called strike on the outside corner. Bibee once again, the pitch. And this one cut on and missed quickly up in the count is the right-hander from Cal State Fullerton in Bibee. No balls and two strikes. So Larry the hitter and center fielder tonight for Cedar Rapids, the 25th ranked prospect in the Minnesota Twins system, according to MLB.com. As a fastball misses on the outside, and a count of ball and two strikes. As the wind blowing in here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 12-mile-an-hour wind on this Tuesday evening. As Bibee goes off speed, out in front of it, Solari. It's a second strikeout for Bibee, two away to begin this bottom of the second. As Wander Javier will come to the plate. Javier, a highly touted prospect in the Minnesota system. In fact, on July 2nd, 2015, he signed for a record signing bonus as he comes up empty on a curveball count, 0-1. Javier signed for $4 million. And that at the age of 16. The 0-1. Check swing, did he go around? No, says the field umpire in Ken Jackson. It's Ken Jackson in the field and Nate Dietrich behind home plate. These two umpires will be alternating spots through the duration of the six-game series. Deep breath from Bibee, and the 1-1. Fastball, called strike on the upper part of the zone. Javier disagrees, but he's down the count, 1-2. Bibee looking for a 1-2-3 inning here. Fly out, strike out, and now 1-2, 2 outs, and the pitch to Javier. Fastball, called strike 3 on the outside corner. Tanner Bibee with two strikeouts in the inning. That is first one where he catches a Colonel looking. And we will go into the third. No score. Lake County and Cedar Rapids through two here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Top of the third, 8-9-1 in the captain's order. Trying to break the deadlock. That is a 0-0 game between the Colonels and the Captains. Game one on the six games that Lake County will play here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. As Mike Amditis is the catcher to begin things against Sean Mooney, who's allowed one hit through the first two innings. He comes with a fastball. It misses outside. The count 2-0. The first pitch missed low and away. Amditis getting start number five of the six that Bybee has been on the mound. It's a good pitcher-catcher combo this season as Amditis gets under one. This is behind home plate, throwing away the masses. Camargo, he's backtracking towards the net, makes the play along the netting. A basket catch along the netting. A nice play by Camargo as he was almost pinned up against that netting. The ball never hit it, and he did a good job using his body as well to support his glove. And there is one away to begin this top of the third. A nice play made by Jair Camargo. As Connor Cox comes to the plate, getting the start in center field tonight. First pitch from Mooney. Cox is swinging, and he fouls it away off the press box. And you could hear it right off the pretty much the steel beams, maybe the aluminum beams that are right above the windows here at the suite and, of course, press box level. Mooney the kick and the 0-1. Fastball outside and high. Count 1-1 on to Cox. Veterans Memorial Stadium opened in 2003 after one that was originally built in 1949 and opened in 1949. Closed its doors in 2001. Stadium has a mix of new amenities as well as an older design. And part of it is, yes, they have suites, but right above it sort of just aluminum panning that is going to make a loud sound whenever a ball hits it. And this is just about 5 minutes away from downtown Cedar Rapids. A fastball hits on the outside corner. Count now at 2-2. The stadiums that the Captains have visited thus far in Lansing, Dayton, and Great Lakes, both Lansing and Dayton right in the heart of downtown Cedar Rapids, has a downtown skyline view from the press box level. You could see it straight away, and you could see the buildings, but not in the heart of downtown. Cox foul tips one. That goes under the glove of Camargo. So the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The right-handed hitter Cox into the right-handed pitcher in Sean Mooney. Mooney a deep breath. And the 2-2. Off speed, Cox sticks out the bat. And this one in the air to left field. Moving in a couple steps is Morales. He's under it and makes the play. And there's two away here in the top of the third. Four retired in a row for Sean Mooney. Now, the name Sean Mooney may sound familiar to some people. You have to be of a specific taste, and that is a pro wrestling taste. Sean Mooney used to be a reporter back in the 90s for WWE. I knew the name and then had to look it up. who's part of Primetime Wrestling, as a first pitch onto Cairo misses outside count 1-0. Of course, no relation with this Sean Mooney and that Sean Mooney. As Cairo's second at-bat, Mooney goes with a 1-0. And his 1-0 pitch is a fastball that notches on the outside corner, count 1-1. One strikeout through the order for the first time in Mooney, and it came against Cairo. The 1-1, fastball on the outside corner, 1-2-2. Mooney's gotten 6 fly balls, a ground out, and a strikeout as his outs. The only hit he's allowed is to Angel Martinez, which was a double to left center field. Mooney set above the belt, and the 1-2. Off speed, outside, the count now 2-2 onto Cairo. Cairo feeling good. It was a process to come back from that pitch that hit him in the head. And, of course, you have to take so much precaution in concussion protocols. The 2-2 is Cairo with a check swing. He did go around, so Mooney with his second strikeout, and it ends the third. A 1-2-3 inning for Sean Mooney as we'll go into the bottom of the third. But before we do that, we'll send it to Logan Petoskey, who has a look around the Cleveland farm system with the Cleveland Farm Report. Logan?
Thanks, John. First, we'll take you to the Low-A Lynchburg Hillcats, who are starting a series against the Salem Red Sox, the Low-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, at Carilion Clinic Field in Salem, Virginia. This is the series opener, and so far this season, the Hillcats are 4-5 against the Salem Red Sox, and currently that one is in the top of the fifth, Lynchburg holding a 2-1 lead. Next, moving to the Double-A Akron Rubber Ducks. They're starting a series against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, the Double-A affiliate of the New York Mets at Mirabito Stadium in Binghamton, New York. That game is concluded, and the Rubber Ducks 5-2 winners today, and lots of damage done by former Lake County captains. Xavion Curry picked up the victory with 10 strikeouts and 5 2/3 innings pitched. Former captain Tim Herron picked up his first career Double-A save. Former captain Bo Naylor hit a solo home run. Former captain George Valera scored on a wild pitch. And the Rubber Ducks saw a 2-run double by former captain Will Brennan and an RBI double by former captain Julian Escobedo. First pitch for that one is tomorrow at 6:35 p.m. Next, the AAA Columbus Clippers, playing just less than 2 hours southwest of the Captains tonight, taking on the Iowa Cubs, the AAA affiliate of the Chicago Cubs at Principal Park in Des Moines, Iowa. The Clippers coming off of a 6-game sweep, and at the moment, that one is in the middle of the third with no score. Finally, your Cleveland Guardians taking on the Cincinnati Reds at Progressive Field in Cleveland. The Guardians 2-0 against the Reds so far this season. And at the moment, that one is in the top of the eighth with the Guardians trailing by a score of 2-1. And with that, let's send it back to Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids with John Vicari on the call. John.
Thank you, Logan. The first pitch from Tanner Bybee, a fastball that misses outside and high to Willie Joe Gary Jr. in the count. Is at 1-0. Mentioned both or two of the affiliates for Cleveland playing in Iowa with the Columbus Clippers. Is that one cut on a miss count 1-1? And you do mention the fact Cleveland playing Cincy. Here in the Midwest League, Cincinnati Red Joey Votto is currently in a rehab stint with Dayton. Majority of that decision or the reasoning behind it is the fact that now he's closer to Cleveland and to Progressive Field. Instead of going down to the AAA affiliate with Louisville, who are on the road, he went to the High A affiliate in Dayton, the closest one to where the Cincinnati Reds are currently, and he's in the top of the lineup for the Dayton Dragons tonight. And the next inning will give you a look around the Midwest League scoreboard. So an interesting note there, and Cleveland, of course, trying to get a record against the National League's worst team in the Cincinnati Reds. The 2-ball, 2-strike count onto Willie Joe Gary Jr. for Tanner Bybee, who has 3 strikeouts through the first 2 innings against the Colonels. The pitch, Gary puts this in the air to deep left field. Backtracking is Rodriguez. He's at the track looking up, and that one is gone. Into the picnic tables out in left. Willie Joe Gary goes yard, and the Colonels get out on front first with a 1-0 lead. And that Gary Jr.'s first home run of the season. Lead-off home run to begin this third. And Bybee's only third home run that he's allowed this season. So it's a 1-0 Cedar Rapids lead. Bybee, the wind-up first pitch onto Anthony Prideaux, is a 75-mile-an-hour breaking ball low and away. An opposite field homer for Gary Jr. from the left side. And to left field is the shortest way you can get it out, 315 down the line as mentioned. Though it is a high wall out there in left, the highest wall out of all the ones in terms of the left center, and right field. Lifting it up and over was Willie Joe Gary Jr. And the Colonels with the advantage early on is this one placed foul by Prideaux. And the count 1-2 onto the second baseman for Cedar Rapids. Might be the look into his catcher in Amditas. And the 1-2. Off speed, this one in the air. Shallow right field. Joe Naranjo calling for it. He's on the beginning of the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. Does the first baseman, and there is one away. The third inning of tonight's game is brought to you by Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. You know there ain't no wiener like a five-star wiener. Reach for Cleveland's own five-star brand meats. As it's Christian Encarnacion Strand at the plate. First pitch from Bybee. Fastball low and away misses. Count 1-0. Encarnacion Strand has 31 runs batted in this game, number 34 for the Colonels this season. He's second in the Midwest League behind Alex McGarry of the Dayton Dragons. As the 1-0, and this one swung on and hit foul to the right side. And out of play, count 1-1. Hit off the paneling over in right field in the concourse area. And then just solid steel bleachers out there in right. As the 1-1, Encarnacion Strand fouls one back to the back wall on the count 1-2. He was the leader in pretty much every stat was Encarnacion Strand after the first week of the season. Mentioned in the pregame show, he went 4-for-5 with 2 home runs and 9 runs batted in the opening day game for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The 1-2. Cut on and missed. He chases a high fastball from Bybee. 96 from Bybee. And strikeout number 4. So now there's 2 away. Aaron Sabato will come to the plate. Sabato cost his team a run by not touching third base when coming from second to third, and then came across the plate on what was a double from Seth Gray. The first pitch onto Sabato, breaking ball, called strike on the outer corner. Count 0-1. Sabato walked in what was a 7-pitch at-bat against Bybee, the first base runner that Bybee allowed in the first. As the right-hander's 0-1, fastball outside in the left-hand batter's box, count at 1-1. Rain that was hit or miss at this time right now is a miss. It's overcast clouds and the lights on due to the darkness of the overcast clouds, but no rain will be falling. The 1-1, off speed, called strike at the knees, count 1-2, 2 outs. Bybee hunting for strikeout number 5 to complete 3 innings of work. Mission Viejo, California native deals. And this one, rifled into right field. Backtracking is Halpin. He's at the warning track and makes the play. Waist high does Halpin as he watches it into the glove for out number 3. But this inning is where Cedar Rapids does get on the board. A solo home run for Willie Joe Gary Jr. It's 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, and no left on base. We go to the 4th. Colonels 1, Captain 0 here on WJCU.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th, at Classic Park.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
First pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep right center. Goodbye, home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Two, three, and four in the Captain's lineup. Trying to figure out the right-hander in Sean Mooney. Captain's down 1-0 after a solo home run from Willie Joe Gary Jr. in the third. Mooney's first pitch to Joe Naranjo, the two-hitter for Lake County today. A fastball that misses high, count 1-0. Naranjo gave a ride to a ball in the first inning, a flyout to right center field. Mooney the kick and the 1-0. Comes with a fastball, misses on the outer part of the plate. And the count 2-0. A fastball came in at 90. Mooney's velocity not high. It's the movement in his slider that's made him effective today. He has two strikeouts and a lot of fly balls generated against the Captain's hitters. The 2-0. Off speed, outside count, 3-0. Command has not been an issue. No walks issued yet for Mooney through three innings completed. And 39 pitches thrown entering this inning. The 3-0 for Mooney. Fastball. Called strike on the inside corner. The count 3-1. Rahu, who's trying to jolt himself in the month of May, had a great April. With four home runs, as this one misses inside, almost hits Naranjo, does the fastball from Mooney. But it's a five-pitch walk worked by Naranjo to begin this fourth inning. And a base runner for the Captains, first time since the second. As John Kenzie Noel will step up to the plate. Noel flew 1-2 shallow center field. He expanded the zone to get a piece of it on an 0-2 pitch. Naranjo with a short lead at first. The pitch from Mooney. Noel with a big cut. He foul tips it into the netting behind home plate in the count 0-1. The breeze continuing to go from right to left. And the temperature dropping to 68 degrees here at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. The 0-1. Breaking ball low and outside to Noel on the count. And a ball and a strike. Noel coming off again that two-home run game, a four-hit game, the first time Captain's done that since July 15, 2021, when the runner at first, Joe Naranjo, did so. As an off-speed pitch misses outside in the left-handed batter's box in the count at 2-1 on to John Kenzie Noel. To 1-0 Colonels lead here in game one of a six-game road series between both these teams. 2-1. Noel with a big cut, but it's a dribbler in front of the Captain's dugout. Count 2-2. Mooney the nod to his catcher in Camargo. He has two Ks today, does the right-hander. The kick in the 2-2. Fastball high and outside. Noel stays away from it, so the count is now full. Mooney really hit with the velocity there, 93 miles an hour from the right-hander. He comes set. The payoff to Noel. Cut on and missed. 92 on the heater. That was up. Strikeout number three, out number one of this inning for Cedar Rapids. On the strikeout of Noel. It brings up Petey Halpin to the plate. Halpin was first pitch swinging in his previous at-bat in the second. Today was talking with hitting coach Ian Chris Smith in terms of just going with the ball and not trying to do too much, not trying to pull it when it's on the outside part. As the first pitch is a breaking ball, called strike in the count 0-1. And here's the 0-1 from Mooney, a fastball high outside, count 1-1. First time this season that Petey is in the cleanup spot matching his jersey number, batting fourth. As Naranjo, the short lead at first, holding him there, Sabato, the first baseman, the 1-1, Halpin lines one to deep center field. So Larry moving to his right, it's hit right at him as he was playing back. And now there's two away here in the fourth. It'll bring up Angel Martinez to the plate. Martinez has the lone hit for the Captains tonight. And that was a double to left center field. Martinez now has a 5-game hit streak, his longest of the season. What today is his 26th game played. As the first pitch is a fastball right down the middle and a called strike count 0-1. Mooney's really been pounding the strike zone. 53 pitches thrown, 30 have been strikes. The right-hander kicks in the 0-1. Off speed, Martinez flares it back to the netting. No balls, two strikes, and two outs. Mooney will adjust the pants, now towing the rubber. As the right-hander looks in, a look over towards first, the 0-2. Low and in the dirt, Martinez watches it miss in the count. 1-2. Mooney this season has had 3 5-inning starts and 2 3-inning starts in terms of completed. He's completed 3 2/3 tonight, trying to complete 4 innings. With the count 1-2 onto Martinez. And the right-hander's pitch. Off speed. Misses on the outside corner. Good eye from Martinez. The crowd here at Veterans Memorial as well as Mooney thought that was strike three. But the count now 2-2. Mooney, the 2-2. Fastball that brings Camargo vertical behind the plate to throw over to first. Naranjo back in with a dive. Such a quick throw from Camargo. Naranjo wasn't alert to it until it was in the glove of Sabato. And Sabato was nonchalant about the ball coming over, but luckily Naranjo was close enough to the bag and went down on his knees to make sure that he got under the tag. The 3-2 to Martinez. It's an off-speed pitch that misses on the outer half. So Angel Martinez works a walk. He's on for the second time today. Naranjo, with no danger, has to... and no concern, will jog over to second. And it sets up Jonathan Rodriguez at the plate, but not before we have a mound visit here for the Colonels. It's the pitching coach in Morty. Who discusses things with his arm in Mooney and his catcher in Camargo. In terms of Mooney and the pitch count, the most pitches he's thrown in outing this season, twice, he's thrown 78 pitches. And currently sitting two away from 60 at 58. So this inning and potentially one more for the right-hander. Depending on how quick he gets through it. This is the second time he's had a worry, Mooney has, about runner in scoring position. It's Naranjo at second. And Martinez at first. Martinez got the third in the second. As Jonathan Rodriguez comes to the plate, and his first plate appearance in the second, it was a ground out to second, but it was a hard hit ball. And defensive positioning, Anthony Prado, was shaded up towards the middle. Traditional fielding, Rodriguez would have gotten it through. But it was a hard hit ball that Prado struggled with, but did pick it up off the turf and made the play. As a breaking ball comes into Rodriguez, misses low and away, count 1-0. Rodriguez also had a home run on Sunday, a 2-run shot in the bottom of the first. The 1-0. Fastball, called strike on the outside corner, count even at a ball and a strike on to Rodriguez. Approaching the hour mark in this game, top of the fourth inning. And Lake County trying to tie up this ball game with the score 1-0. The 1-1, fastball high, and Camargo faked a throw to both second and first, but he would have had no one to throw it to because the first baseman in Sabato playing towards second base and the second baseman in Prado playing behind the bag. Here's the 2-1. Off speed, Rodriguez with a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Mooney trying to complete four innings of work. The hitter in Rodriguez trying to continue this inning. The Marmore New Jersey native deals. And Rodriguez flares it foul to the right side and out of play. Mooney the glare into Camargo. It's Naranjo on second, Martinez at first. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, fastball, called strike three on the outside corner. 93 on the heater from Mooney. Rodriguez put up both his hands. He thought it missed, but it's strikeout number four for the right-hander. For the Captains, no runs on no hits, no errors, and two left on base. Bottom of the fourth we go. Colonel still with the 1-0 lead on WGCU.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com.
Tanner Bivey on the hill. Start his fourth inning of work. He'll start against the four-hitter in Jair Camargo, who swings through a breaking ball, count 0-1. Colonels with a 1-0 lead, one run on two hits, no errors. The Captains, no runs on one hit, Nonhel Martinez double, and no errors. As Bivey the kick in the 0-1, Camargo shoots this one foul to the right side and out of play. Lake County Captains are here in Perfect Game Field. Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. First of six games here in the state of Iowa. Here's the 0-2 to Camargo. Bivey with an off-speed cut on and missed by Camargo. Strikeout number five for Tanner Bivey. And there's one away here in the fourth. The fourth inning of Captain's Baseball, by the way, brought to you by Meritech. If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Our good friends at Meritech make technology simple. Empower your business, empower your future with Meritech. As Seth Gray is at the plate, first pitch to him is a fastball high inside, count 1-0. Gray lined a double down the left field line, and scoring on it was Sabato, except for the fact that he missed third. Captains threw it to third, stepped on the bag, and the run was negated. The 1-0 off speed misses at the knees, and the count 2-0. Right-hander in Bivey onto the left-hand hitter in Gray. Mentioned with Gray, second season with Cedar Rapids, played 113 of 120 games played in the season last year as he looks at a fastball, miss high, count 3-0. The DH tonight, primarily the third baseman last season, but with Christian Encarnacion Strand, higher prospect for the Twins, he's been moved around a bit, the DH tonight. The 3-0. Fastball. And a called strike on the upper part of the zone. 94 from Bivey. The right-hander looks in. The 3-1. Fastball high and outside. It's a walk issued by Bivey, his second of the evening. And a base runner here for the Colonels in the fourth. is the fourth, so let's take a look at the Midwest League scoreboard presented by University Hospitals. I have a couple close games here in the Midwest League. Fort Wayne versus West Michigan is already in the bottom of the seventh, an earlier start time for those two today. Fort Wayne with a 5-4 lead. Dayton versus Quad Cities, a 5-1 lead there, as Bybee throws it over to first. Naraho applies the tag, but Gray back in time. Dayton beating Quad Cities again, 5-1. Wisconsin versus South Bend. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers up 1-0. Peoria versus Beloit, top of the fifth. Beloit with the 1-0 lead. And already a final today, Lansing beating Great Lakes on the road by a score of 7-4. First pitch, fastball high and inside, count 1-0. Good for the Captains in terms of Great Lakes losing with the team ahead of them. But Lansing is quick on their heels at 15-9. As the count 1-0, Bybee on to Morales. Jefferson Morales, the hitter, is another throw over to first, applying the tag once again to Raho, and back in with the head first slide is Seth Gray. One last thing in terms of the Midwest League scoreboard, got to let you know how Joey Votto's doing with Dayton. Tonight he's 1-for-3, playing first and batting leadoff. As the 1-0, fastball, called strike on the outside corner. And the count 1-1. Bybee on to Morales. Morales, who flew out to second to begin the second time facing Bybee here this evening. What has been a strong start yet again for Tanner Bybee. The 1-1. Runner takes off, swung on and missed. The throw down from Andidas to second. Martinez applies the tag in time to get Gray off the base pads. It was a one-hopper throw from Amditas, but to the right of the bag, Martinez fielded it perfectly and applied a tag on the foot of Gray. So now there's two away. So the count, 1-2, 2 outs. Just like that, one more strike and Bybee's out of this inning. Here it comes. Breaking ball, misses on the upper part of the zone and outside. So the count, 2-2. I'd be a strike away from strikeout number 6 through 4 innings. The 2-ball, 2-strike, 2-out pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed by Morales. Up in the zone, Bybee got the swing and a miss. And we'll go into the 5th. 6 strikeouts for the Cal State Fullerton right-hander in Bybee. And it's still a 1-0 Colonel lead here through 4 innings on WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Pitcher's duel here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. A 1-0 Cedar Rapid Colonels lead. And what else would you be expecting with the two pitchers and two staffs that you have for both of these teams? In terms of on the season in the Midwest League, for Cedar Rapids, the number one earned run average on the year. And a 2.65, and Lake County not far behind in third with a 3.40. Overall, including both starters and relievers. The count is 1-1 on to Raynel Delgado, the right-hander in Sean Mooney, who's trying to complete 5 innings of work, matching his season high. As the kick and the 1-1 to Delgado, off speed, misses on the outer half, and the count 2-1. Delgado flew out to left in his first plate appearance, ending the second. Captains with only the one hit, the Angel Martinez double in the second. It's still a close game because Tanner Bibee has 6 strikeouts through 4. As Delgado with a big cut comes up empty and the count even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mooney on to Delgado. Mooney's high in pitches this year, 78. Currently, he's at now 68. As a pitch comes in, breaking ball low, and the count is now full. On to Delgado, tonight's DH for Lake County. Set above the belt is Mooney. The 3-2. Fastball that rises high and outside. So Raynel Delgado works a walk, third issued by the right-hander in Mooney after 2 walks in the previous inning, and a good start. As Mike Amditas will come to the plate. And there's some stirring now in the bullpen for Cedar Rapids. In terms of both bullpens, by the way, are very, very close to the play in terms of on the diamond. As Amditas is at the plate, first pitch, he sees a breaking ball called strike outside corner. They're about, I would say, 10 to 15 feet back of where the infield dirt grass ends and the walls both jut in on both sides. So you have to have protection there in terms of another pitcher, and all the other pitchers don't chill in the bullpen, they're chilling in the dugout. It is a spacious dugout, though, for both sides. Very far in, so you have a lot of room, and I mean, not in terms of on the field of play, but in terms of back. From where the gate is, the fence for both sides, all the way back to the back wall, plenty of space to house a lot of players. As the count 0-2 on Amditas, a throw over to first. It's in and out of the glove of Sabato and bounces into the bullpen. Rounding second and now charging for third is Delgado, picking up the ball as the right fielder in Gary Jr. And his throw won't go to third as it's cut off by the second baseman in Prado. Delgado goes from first to third on an errant throw from Mooney and now 90 feet away from scoring the equalizer in this top of the fifth. It was a snap throw over to first, and I thought also hit a bit of Delgado as well as in and out of the glove Sabato and then bounced in the bullpen. As Amditas faces an 0-2, fastball high, a throw now comes over to third. Delgado with a head first slide back into the bag. A strong throw from Camargo. He is not afraid to wing it to either bases. See, I think he's thrown one to first, second, and third tonight from home plate. And not when a runner was stealing, just when a runner had a lead off the bag. As the 1-2 from Mooney, called strike 3 on the outside corner. An 82-mile-an-hour pitch rings up Mike Amditas, strikeout number 5 for Mooney. And a much-needed out here in this top of the fifth.
Center fielder number 22, Connor Cox.
As Connor Cox will come to the plate, infield still in for Cedar Rapids. On the left side, Encarnacion Strand and Javier. On the right side, Prado, second baseman, and Sabato. First pitch to Cox, breaking ball in the dirt, fielding in his Camargo, and he flips up his mask in midair, almost hits the ump. Camargo has a lot of energy behind home plate. Making sure the runners stay put, it's Raynel Delgado with the lead at third, 90 feet away from scoring the captain's first run of the game. The 1-0 on to Cox, it's a fastball high. And a called strike, actually. Hit the upper part of the zone. The 1-1. Cox fouls one back, and this one just below the press box. You might have heard the ricochet. And then bounces into the front row. As a count, 1 ball, 2 strikes, and an out. Cox trying to just put a ball into the outfield, a hard hit ball, trying to score Delgado is the goal, the 1-2. He puts it on the ground, right side, fielded by the first baseman, Sabato. He fields it, stares at Delgado, now goes to the bag and steps on the bag. Nice play made by the first baseman. And now there's two away. The county does not want to blow this opportunity. It's now two outs and Christian Cairo who will come to the plate. Mooney has retired Cairo twice tonight via K's. The second time through the order for Mooney was even more dominant than the first. No hits allowed. And in total, four strikeouts. It all started versus Christian Cairo. The first pitch Cairo sees, and he pops this one foul to the right side and out of play. Mooney right now matching his season high in pitch count. 78 pitches thrown. This most likely will be his last batter and last inning. The 0-1. Curveball and a called strike on the outer part. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Mooney trying to complete five innings of work for the third time this season in six starts and keep the Captains off the board. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, low and away. Count 1-2. Encarnacion Strand, with the previous two batters, was keeping Delgado close at third. Now the infield completely back with two outs. One ball, two strikes, two outs, on to Cairo. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. A fastball high. Powers through Cairo. Six strikeouts for Sean Mooney. And he completes five innings scoreless. We go into the bottom of the fifth. Colonels with the 1-0 lead.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Solari to the plate. Begin this bottom of the fifth. Tanner Bindy, six strikeouts through the first four innings. Only one run allowed on two hits, but it's the only run in this ballgame. Colonels with the 1-0 lead. As the Captain's pitcher in Bindy starts out with a breaking ball and a called strike down the pipe to Solari, who tonight is one of six strikeouts for Tanner Bindy on the evening. The kick and the 0-1, and this one lined into right field. It will drop in for a base hit off the bat of Solari. One hops into the glove of Petey Halpin in right. Third hit for the Colonels, and a leadoff base runner to start this bottom of the fifth.
First stop, number 19, Wander Javier.
As Wander Javier will come to the plate. Javier struck out looking to end the second. As Bybee's pitch count is manageable right now at 60 overall. As a throw over to first. And the runner back in time in Solari. Right-hander warming up for the Colonels. It will be five innings completed, six strikeouts for Sean Mooney, scoreless against the Captains. As Bybee the kick and the first pitch, and this one popped up. Off the bat of Javier on the right side of the infield. Martinez in the infield dirt, and he makes the play just before the infield grass. Does the second baseman. There's one away here in the fifth. Hey, Captains fans, do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Well, Discount Drug Mart has you covered in just three easy steps. 1. Get a courtesy plus card at Drug Mart. 2. Register your email at discount-drugmart.com. And 3. Start using your courtesy plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. Ivy did check on the runner again in Solari. Nothing doing there. Solari went back in with a head-first dive. It's Willie Joe Gray at the plate. He took Bybee deep. First pitch, and Willie Joe Gray bunts it to the left side of the mound. Bybee fields and throws it over to first. The runner was going in Solari, and he had a head-first dive into second. Not aware, I don't think, that the ball was put in play. Doesn't matter. Wouldn't have been far enough to put him to third. So he goes to second. A sacrifice bunt effective for Joe Gray, and now there's two away, a runner on second, and Anthony Prideaux, the top of the Colonels lineup, to come up to the plate. Similar to Sean Mooney, Tanner Bybee, through the second time in the order, was more effective, allowing only one hit to Solari, who's on second, and the other base runner, a walk to Seth Gray. Everyone else was retired. As Bybee looks back, the first pitch, fastball high outside, count 1-0. Anthony Prideaux, who's in his second stint with the Colonels, ended the 2021 season with them as well. And off to a strong start this season, .273 average, .359 on base. In the 31 games he's played, as he fouls it to the netting behind home plate, count, and a ball and a strike. Sky getting darker here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We approach 8 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone. Of course, 9 o'clock where you're listening in Ohio, or wherever you may be listening across the country, of course. Thank you for joining on WGCU. Running scoring position for the Colonels. The kick and the 1-1. And this one in the air foul off the bat of Prado and out of play. So it'll be one ball, two strikes, two outs. The right-hander and Bybee trying to complete five innings of work. And if he does, it would be his third consecutive start in which he's gone five innings. He comes set. Here's the 1-2. Cut on and missed by Prado. Tanner Bybee with seven strikeouts. And for the third start in a row, completes five innings of work. We head to the sixth. Cedar Rapids Colonels 1 and the Lake County Captains 0. Here on WJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com.
New pitcher to enter for the Colonels. It will be the right-hander in Bobby Malacky. As a score here, 1-0 Colonels in the top of the sixth inning. 5 innings scoreless baseball by Sean Mooney. As this one off the end of the bat of Naranjo, bloopered into left center field and past the diamond glove of Javier in left center. It was a good attempt by the shortstop backtracking, but it falls into left center. It's a hit for Joe Naranjo to begin this sixth inning. And only the second hit for the Captains today. But they get it off the right-hander in relief in Malachi. In terms of Malachi, 6'2", 210-pound right-hander, who was signed as a free agent this past offseason by the Minnesota Twins, as the first pitch onto Jean Kenzie Noel as a fastball misses high. He's pitched overall 15 and a one-thirds innings this season, has Malachi. 12 hits allowed, but only one earned run and 18 strikeouts. Something in terms of throughout this series you'll find to realize that most members of the bullpen and most pitchers for Cedar Rapids have really impressive numbers throughout the duration of the season. The best ERA in all the Midwest League for their pitching staff. As a fastball comes in high, the count 2-1, but a good start for the Captains here in the sixth with the Joe Naranjo bloop single into left center field. As Malachi looks over the kick, the 2-1, Noel lines this one foul to the right side, up and over the seats and out of play. Malachi, a look over to first, now shakes off a sign from Camargo. Facing the power hitter in Noel, who's 0 for 2 today, the 2-2. Cut on and miss. A breaking ball from Malachi. And his first hit, a strikeout here in the top of the sixth inning. It brings up Petey Halpin. Halpin today, two hard hit baseballs, both flyouts. One into the corner in left field, down the left field line. A nice play in foul territory made by Morales. And then backtracking was the center fielder in Solari, who made a nifty play on Halpin. As the first pitch Halpin faces, a fastball hits on the upper part of the zone and a called strike, count 0-1. As Naranjo, for the second time today, is on first, the 0-1, and Halpin punches this one foul into the Lake County dugout, just into the netting right above, and then drops in the count 0-2. The Lake County team that was in high energy despite having a long bus ride yesterday. They're on the road for 8.5 hours. The 0-2. Halpin lines this one foul, left side, and out of play. Bus was comfortable, though. Nice AC and heat mix. It was a good temperature to sleep. I fell asleep 3 separate times. Breaking ball misses low in the count 1-2. And only one stop was made. And that in Mishawana, Indiana, which is about 3 miles away from Notre Dame. And that's where the team fueled up. An option of many food places in the area. As the 1-2, Halpin puts this down the right field line for a base hit. Naranjo rounding second, coming in the third. Getting it out of the corner is Gary Jr. His throw comes in the first. Naranjo gets the late breaks from Greg DiCenzo. The throw over to third, and the tag applied. A late breaks there from Naranjo, called by DiCenzo. He was halfway down the line. Naranjo slipped and fell. And then the first baseman in Sabato, with the ball, charged towards the third base. Bang, threw it into Encarnacion Strand, who applied the tag on Naranjo. So now there's two away. It is a double for Petey Halpin, so he's in scoring position. But there's two outs. And I don't know if Naranjo got the sign late or DiCenzo put up the sign late for Lake County. But nonetheless, a runner is now taking off the base pads in Naranjo. So on to second, Halpin with the double. Angel Martinez to the plate. Still an RBI opportunity as the first pitch is a fastball called strike upper part of the zone. Count 0-1. Lake County tonight, who's left 4 on base in total. And that one oh so close. It's being run number one. The 0-1, Martinez puts it in the air. It's a shallow left. That will drop in for a base hit. Rounding third and coming home is Petey Halpin. He will score. It's an RBI single for Angel Martinez. His second hit of the evening. And we're all tied up at 1 here at Perfect Game Field. great piece of hitting from Martinez on the left side of the plate. He has been just on fire recently. As he ties up this ball game, Jonathan Rodriguez will come to the plate. It was Halpin who came around to score. And the first pitch on to Rodriguez is a called strike at the knees, count 0-1. So it's the second earned run of the season on Mulacky. The Captains with three hits in this inning off the right-hander from Arizona. Rodriguez hard hit ball up the middle, diving stop by the shortstop and Javier, and then flips it with the backhand over to second base and Prado, who is waiting on the bag. Wander Javier with a nice defensive play that ends the inning, but the Captains hitting the ball hard and get the tying run. One run on three hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Captains with one, the Colonels with one here on WGCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
First pitch swing to begin this bottom of the six is Encarnacion Strand. He gets under one, middle of the infield. The shortstop in Cairo makes the play to the left of the second base bag, and then Angel Martinez gives him a hug. I think they were both calling for it, now both joking around, but it's out number one. And now with the out, it's the longest start of Tanner Bivey's season. He's completed now 5 1/3 inning, trying to complete six here, as he'll face Aaron Sabanos. Finally gotten run support from his team after an RBI single from Angel Martinez that scored Petey Halpin, who got on with a double. It's a 1-1 score here, bottom of the sixth. First game for Lake County out here in Cedar Rapids, taking on the Colonels. First place Colonels, who stand at 24-9. Captains stand at 14-18 on the year. The 0-1, this one chopped foul to the dugout of Lake County off the bat of Sabanos. But Bybee has retired the best hitter in Cedar Rapids order, and Christian Encarnacion Strand, three times tonight. Now trying to retire for the second time tonight, Aaron Sabato with a count no balls, two strikes. Bybee with seven strikeouts as well. He just yet again has been so impressive. The 0-2, fastball high and outside, the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the pitch from Bybee. Fastball caught on and missed by Sabato. Strikeout number 8 for Tanner Bybee. Man, his stuff's been great. A fastball that was up and outside, and Sabato just couldn't lay off it. So it'll be Jair Camargo here. Bybee one out away from completing six innings of work against the top team in the Midwest League. Bobby the kick in the first pitch. Camargo with a swing and a miss. Off-balance swing from Camargo. And the count at 0-1. Camargo only stands at 5'11", but is a solid 233 pounds. The 0-1. And he swings through a pitch here, count 0-2. He's been very energetic behind the plate, making multiple throws to each base. Very confident there. Down the count to Bybee. No balls, two strikes, two outs. And the right-hander deals. Cut on and missed. Tanner Bybee, 9 Ks through a season-high 6 innings of work. We head to the 7th. Still, a 1-1 game, Captains and Colonels here on WGCU.
American Fireworks in Hudson has been lighting up backyards across Northeast Ohio.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Now Delgado at the plate, Bobby Malachi on the mound. Top of the seventh inning, 1-1 score between the Lake County Captains, the visiting team tonight against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Malachi the windup and the pitch to Delgado off speed. It's on the outside corner in the count 1-1. It's 7-8-9 in the Captains lineup, who finally broke through in the sixth with an RBI single for Angel Martinez. As Delgado swings through a high fastball in the count, 1-2. The right-hander in Malachi on to Delgado. There's finally a Lake County arm getting loose in the bullpen, because it's been dominance from Tanner Bybee. A season-high 6 innings completed as Delgado fouls one right off the window above me. I was ready for it, though. Surprised it didn't break it. Came right back at me. I have the window wide open, too, but it was just up and above. The 1-2. That's a fastball high and outside, count 2-2. I'm sure you heard it. If not, I don't know how. But right off the window. Definitely have to be on high alert throughout this series. The 2-2. Delgado puts it on the ground right side, fielding it on a high hop. Sabano, the first baseman. He puts his right foot on the bag. And there's out number one in this top of the seventh inning. Overall, Lake County with 1 run on 4 hits, no errors. Colonels with 1 run on 4 hits themselves and an error. As Mike Amditis is at the plate. Amditis tonight 0-2, a flyout to his position in the catcher behind home plate in the third, and then was one of the 6 strikeouts for the starter in Sean Mooney, who will have a no decision in this game after Malachi allowed the run in the sixth. As a breaking ball missed low and away in the count, 1-0. Trying to see the pitcher here in terms for Lake County. It is a right-hander. As the 1-0 fastball misses low in the count, 2-0. Have to look through the netting here. As the count is at 2-0. The pitch is a fastball inside. Count at 3-0 on to Amditis. Here's the 3-0. That's a get-me-over pitch, and it does. 85 miles an hour off speed in the count 3-0. And Amditas cuts through a fastball high and outside. Count is full. On to Mike Amditas. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And time is called. Amditas wants time because working a little too quick for his liking was Malacky. And it's a fastball that comes outside and high from Malacky onto Amditas. So it's a walk worked by Mike Amditas with one away, and Connor Cox will come up to the plate.
Center fielder number 22, Connor Cox.
Cox today is 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out. The pitch to Cox. Cox first pitch swinging, a little dribbler down the third baseline, foul. The right-hander, by the way, warming up is Zach Hart. Zach Hart back to Lake County after being assigned to extended spring training before the Great Lakes Series. Now is back in the saddle for Lake County. The 0-1 to Cox. Cox finds the opening on the right side of the infield. A ground ball base hit for Cox. And overall, it's hit number 5 for Lake County on the evening. Moving to second is Amditas after his walk. And the captain's in business with 2 aboard. That'll bring up Christian Cairo. Cairo today, a forgettable day, of course, coming back from his injury. Concussion that he sustained. He's 0 for 3 tonight. He'll now be a visit with the infield, the catcher, and it appears to be, it is, the manager for the Cedar Rapids Colonels in Brian Dinkelman. It'll be a new pitcher to come in. It'll be the right-hander in number 16 in Orlando Rodriguez. Rodriguez will get his warm-up tosses. We'll step aside here on WGCU. The captains with an opportunity to take the lead here in the top of the seventh inning. There's one away, 2 runners on. And Colonels and captains tied at 1 here on WGCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Orlando Rodriguez on for Cedar Rapids. He has a runner on second and first that he inherits. Mike Amditas at second, Connor Cox at first. And Christian Cairo, making his fourth plate appearance of the game, steps up with an opportunity to give the captains the lead in a 1-1 game. Orlando Rodriguez with a 5-pitch mix, 2 fastballs, 2-seam, 4-seam, a changeup slider, and a curve. As he comes with a first-pitch curveball, called strike to Cairo, count 0-1. Signing as a free agent was Rodriguez to begin 2022 on January 4th, first year in the system for the 26-year-old, born in Cuba from residing in Miami. As the breaking ball misses outside and low, Camargo with a nice stop to keep it in front, the count 1-1. Rodriguez this season, 3 appearances, 4 innings worked, no earned runs, 3 walks, and 7 Ks. He faces Christian Cairo, the leadoff hitter for Lake County. 1-1 score. Runner on second, runner on first. 1 ball, 1 strike. And the pitch from Rodriguez. Fastball. Cairo lifts this one foul to the right side and out of play. A quick moving game here in the top of the seventh because it's been dominated by the pitching. Tanner Bibee went a season-high 6 innings of work, striking out 9. And all indications is he won't come out for a seventh with Zach Hart warming up, but you never know. And Sean Mooney, 5 scoreless, but the bullpen for Cedar Rapids has allowed a run. The 1-2, it's a breaking ball outside and low. And the count 2-2 on to Cairo from the right-hander in Rodriguez. As Rodriguez the glance in. And now a glance back to second, where Mike Amditas has a lead. The 2-2. Off speed. Called strike 3 at the knees. Cairo doesn't agree. With a shake of the head, he'll go back to the dugout. It's 2 outs, a strikeout for Rodriguez, and Joe Naranjo coming up to the dish. Naranjo had a single in the 6th. He was tagged out trying to go home. He would get caught after getting the sign to stop from Coach DeCenzo. He'd stop halfway down the third base line, trip and fall on a throw from first to Sabato. So Encarnacion Strand tagged Naranjo. The Captains would get a run, though, in that inning. It was Petey Alpin who doubled and almost scored Naranjo. He would be at second, and Angel Martinez, with an opposite field hit, would score him. But Naranjo with an RBI opportunity. The guy who's second in runs batted in on Lake County with a 1-0 count. The pitch from Rodriguez, it's a pitch in the dirt, a throw from the catcher in Camargo all the way down to second, head first slide, and Amditas back in time. Camargo really likes to get his arm some work. He is throwing the ball all over the diamond tonight, but every throw has been right on the money. It helps to have a catcher with a lot of confidence and the ability to make those throws day in, day out. It's a hard trait to find, a catcher who's that confident in their ability and that willing to throw the ball. The 2-0 on to Naranjo. Naranjo puts it high in the air to deep right field. Backtracking is Gary Jr. He's at the track, and he makes the play, backtracking right in front of the right center field wall. Naranjo with a hard hit ball, but great defensive positioning, and it ends the 7th. It is time for the 7th inning stretch, and it's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains and everything you love. Still 1-1 game. Captains Colonels here at WJCU.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Zach Hart to take the hill for Lake County after dominant 6 innings of work by Tanner Bybee. He threw 6 innings and 9 strikeouts completed for Bybee. And overall, in terms of the pitches thrown, well, I had it for a moment, but the webpage unfortunately freezes on me, but it's all right. Tanner Bybee with a great outing nonetheless. 9 strikeouts again through 6 innings completed for the Mission Viejo, California native. It's Zach Hart now on for Lake County, the right-hander whose first appearance since April 23rd, and that was against Great Lakes in Game 2 of a doubleheader. He went 2 innings of work there, no earned runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and a win. and 4 1/3 innings this season with Lake County. Zach Hart has a 2.08 ERA, 1-1 record. He was assigned to extended spring training after the Great Lakes Series. That's where he spent the home series versus Lansing, the road series against Eaton, and the last home series against Great Lakes. But he returns to the Captains and enters in this situation with the game score at 1-1. He'll face Seth Gray here, the DH, to count 1-2, and a quick strikeout for Hart. Very quick in-between pitches as he gets a swing and a miss from Gray. And a good start to this bottom of the seventh. Bobby overall, by the way, completed 74 pitches thrown. 52 of them were strikes, just to give you the official there. As Jefferson Morales is at the plate, Hart starts him out with a breaking ball, misses at the top part in the count, 1-0. Captains versus Colonels. Game one of a six-game road series here at Perfect Game Field. The 1-0, this one fouled back to the net and count at 1-1. Morales tonight, 0-2. He flew out the second in the second and struck out in the fourth. Hart the windup kick and the 1-1. And miss a fastball placed foul to the right side and out of play by Morales. Again, Lake County pitching has come to play. Their hitting has been good lately. Four hits in the last two innings after through the first previous five. No hits, or just one, I should say. Is this one swung and a miss by Morales. Zach Hart dominant thus far. Two strikeouts for the Hartford, Connecticut native. So it's Alaric Soleri who comes to the plate. He's 1-2 tonight. The windup kick in the first pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside and low. Count 1-0. Dark navy blue sky here in Iowa. As this one cut on and missed by Soleri, a fastball high. And 94 from Zach Hart. As he looks into his catcher in Amditas, the 1-1 fastball, called strike on the upper part of the zone, the count 1-2. As time is calm, 1-2-2. Zach Hart trying to strike out the side in the seventh. And he does! A swing and a miss by Soleri on a high fastball. Zach Hart looking dominant in his return to Lake County. We head into the eighth. 1-1 score, Lake County and Cedar Rapids here on WJCU.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
Top of the eighth inning, 3, 4, and 5 in the captain's order in a 1-1 ball game. It's John Kenzie Noel at the dish. Orlando Rodriguez, who got the final two outs in the seventh, Still on the hill, his first pitch to Noel. Big swing and a miss from Noel on a high heater. Count 0-1. Noel with two strikeouts today and a flyout to center field. As he faces the 0-1. Big swing and a swing into center field, I should say. And moving in is the center fielder in Solari. Pretty similar to what he did in the first when he flew out the center. A ball that looked like it was going to go far and then just died in the wind. So Noel retired, out number one in this eighth. I'll bring up Petey Halpin to the dish. Halpin had a double in the sixth and also close to scoring Naranjo, but Naranjo was told to stop going down the third baseline, tripped, and then was thrown out trying to get back to third, but Halpin would score after Angel Martinez, who's on deck, hit a single into left. The only run for the Captains today, but it's a 1-1 ball game. Both pitching staffs have been tremendous. As Halpin scores the bunt, punches it down the third baseline. Encarnacion Strand with the bare hand throw across the diamond in time to get the speedy Halpin. Encarnacion Strand, who's had his battles at third this season, he's been a great power hitter but sometimes inconsistent defensively, makes a great play with a bare-handed stop to retire Halpin. As Angel Martinez will come to the plate, he has two of the five Captains' hits today, the RBI single in the sixth and a double in the second. The windup in the first pitch to Martinez, swing and a miss on a high fastball count, 0-1. As Martinez adjusts the gloves outside the right field batter's box, and now steps back in to face Rodriguez. Already two quick outs recorded by Rodriguez on the fly out to center. And Halpin trying to bunt to get aboard. And Encarnacion Strand making the play. Is this one in the dirt? And the count at 1-1. And there's a 78-mile-an-hour curve that dipped down too low, so the count even 1-1. Loud and rambunctious crowd here in Cedar Rapids. You probably heard him a couple times tonight. Cheering on their first-place Colonels. As the 1-1, Martinez with a foul tip into the glove, and the count now at 1-2. In terms of what's happening here in Cedar Rapids, in terms of the temperature, currently 67 degrees, with the breeze that's still above 10 miles an hour blowing from left to right. The 1-2. Off speed, Martinez gets a piece of it as he knuckles one down foul to the Cedar Rapids dugout. 1-2, 2-2. And the right-hander in Rodriguez is set. The windup kick, and the Miami, Florida native deals, and it's a fastball inside. So the count extends now to 2-2 on to Martinez. Heart of this captain's order. As the count, 2-2, 2-2. The pitcher from Rodriguez, and Martinez spoils it foul to the left side, out of play. Rodriguez, the sign, and now set. Trying to finish off Martinez. Comes with a breaking ball. Misses on the outside corner. Ana Martinez, who is yet to be retired today, a double in the second, a walk in the fourth, an RBI single in the sixth, will face a 3-2 and 2-2 pitch here in the top of the eighth from Rodriguez. Here it comes. Breaking ball outside. Martinez works himself a walk. Martinez with a great at-bat. 4-for-4 in terms of getting on base today. 2-for-2 hitting and 2 walks. As Jonathan Rodriguez will come to the plate. Jonathan Rodriguez tonight 0-for-3. Last time grounded to a fielder's choice. He's made hard contact in 2 at-bats tonight. Just right into the defense. As he calls time, now sets himself up in the right-hand batter's box. Rodriguez. A glance over to the runner at first in Martinez. The kick in the first pitch, off speed and low, count 1-0. There's a right-hander getting loose for the Colonels in their bullpen down the first baseline. Rodriguez, the third pitcher used tonight for Cedar Rapids. As Rodriguez looks in, the 1-0. Fastball, called strike at the knees, outside corner, count 1-1. In terms of defensive alignment, Prado, the second baseman, playing really directly up the middle. The shortstop and Javier playing in the hole, and the third baseman and Encarnacion Strand protecting the line. So if Rodriguez could pull the ball and find the spot in between third and short, it could be a base hit. And he can also punch it to the right side of the infield, which is completely vacant, with Sabato holding the runner and Martinez at first. The 1-1. Rodriguez, big swing, but he fouls it back to the netting. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Rodriguez set. Martinez takes off. Breaking ball misses inside. The throw from Camargo, and that airmailed into center field. Martinez hops up and now will dart back to second base. He thought twice about trying to go to third, but it's a stolen base for Angel Martinez. He moves into scoring position. And that is the Captain's go-ahead run that is at second base. Stolen base number 6 for Angel Martinez this season. He's done it all tonight, Martinez. An extra base hit, a single, an RBI, two walks, and a stolen base for the Captain's second baseman tonight. Count still 2-2 on to Rodriguez. The pitch. Breaking ball. Rodriguez fouls it off of his shin. And it continues this at bat. No one up in the Captain's bullpen, so it'll be Zach Art to come out for a second inning of work. He struck out the side in the top, or excuse me, in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 2-2. Off speed, Rodriguez chops this one foul into the Lake County dugout. And this is a long at bat between Rodriguez and Rodriguez. Just realizing that now. Orlando Rodriguez onto Jonathan Rodriguez. As Orlando Rodriguez looks back at second. And the 2-2. Fastball outside. And Camargo with a nice job reeling it in. Count is full. Jonathan Rodriguez could get on. It's Reynel Delgado who waits on deck. Here comes the 3-2. Rodriguez swing and a miss to end the inning. Orlando Rodriguez gets his second strikeout. And a runner left in scoring position for the Captains. It's no runs. On no hits, no errors, and one left on base. Bottom of the eighth, we go. 1-1, still your score. Lake County and Cedar Rapids on WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Bottom of the eighth, Zach Hart for a second inning of work on the hill. He had a 1-2-3 seventh. He struck out the side in 12 pitches. And so face Wander Javier. It's 8-9-1 in the Colonels lineup. 1-1 ball game. Tightly contested between the first place in the Midwest League West Cedar Rapids and third place in the Midwest League East, your Lake County Captains. As the first pitch from Zach Hart's a fastball in the outside corner and a called strike onto Javier. Javier tonight 0-2 to make an excellent diving play at short to rob Jonathan Rodriguez of a hit in the sixth. Count 1-1 after a curveball from Hart dotted outside the zone. Hart to kick and the 1-1. Fastball. And Javier with a fans on it in the count 1-2. Hart looking for four consecutive strikeouts. The 1-2. And Javier spoils that, lining one foul to the right side out of play. Lights in full effect here. Dark navy blue sky, almost pitch black here as we approach. We're exactly at 8:35 here in Iowa. As Javier lines one back over the netting and over into the suites. Solid crown on hand. We'll get the number just a bit later on. A Tuesday night game, Cedar Rapids and Lake County. As a 1-2 breaking ball misses outside and low. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Zach Hart on to Javier. Hart the kick, the 2-2. Fastball, and Javier punches this one foul right side out of play. Hart once more, reels back, and the 2-2. Fastball, called strike 3 on the upper part of the zone. K number 4 for Zach Hart. One away here. And the bottom of the eighth. As largest nonprofit energy aggregator in Ohio, NOPEC provides you peace of mind with competitive pricing and no tricky contracts. Visit NOPEC.org to find out why NOPEC is the safe choice in a volatile market. Hart's first pitch to Willie Joe Gary Jr. is a curveball called strike down the pipe, count 0-1. Willie Joe Gary Jr. has the one run for the Colonels tonight, a solo home run off Tanner Bibee. As this one swung on and missed in the count 0-2, Hart quickly up on left-hand hitter, right fielder and Gary Jr. As time is called, Gary Jr. will retape up the gloves, try and get Hart potentially out of a rhythm. He's been dominant. The 0-2. Off speed. Just misses at the knees. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. Right-hander warming up for the Colonels would be their fourth pitcher to enter if he does come in into the ninth. The 1-2. This one popped up left side. Noel jogging towards it. He'll look up and watch it fall into the lawn area to the left side of the Lake County bullpen. Seats all the way behind the dugout and then sort of end about 10 feet after the dugout does, then it's a lawn area down the left field line. It's the 1-2, check swing, Gary Jr. does go, and applying the tag on the ball that dropped is Mike Amditis. Strikeout number 5 for Zach Hart. Great performance for him, retiring the first 5, and all of them rung up and struck out. As Anthony Prado tries to end that streak, bottom of the 8th here, 2 outs in a 1-1 ball game. Hart the wind-up kick and the first pitch. Breaking ball that misses low and outside, count 1-0. Prado tonight is 0-3, 2 strikeouts and a ground out, 2 first base. The 1-0. Fastball high, count 2-0. First time Hart's fallen behind a hitter tonight. Connecticut's 2-0. Prado with a swing and a miss. Just on cue, 93 from Hart in the count, 2-1. Hart the pitch, and it's a fastball called a strike at the knees. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Zach Hart looking to strike out the side, times 2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch. Fastball high. Prado doesn't go around. Kept the bat on the shoulder. Count now full. Prado could get on. It'd be Christian Encarnacion Strand, the leader in RBIs on the Colonels, who's 0 for 3 tonight. The 3-2 from Hart. And Prado punches this one foul to the right side, up and out of play. Hart, a deep breath, as does Prado in the right-hand batter's box. The 3-2, that one caught on and missed, and Hart fired up. Six strikeouts for Zach Hart in the six batters he's faced. We head to the ninth. Lake County 1, Cedar Rapids 1, here on WJCU.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Claws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captain's home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Andrew Cabezas will take the hill for Cedar Rapids. Fourth pitcher used tonight. He'll try and keep the Captains off the board here in the top of the ninth inning. It'll be Raynell Delgado, 7-8-9 in the Lake County lineup against Cabezas, the Miami, Florida native, 5'10", 175. And he's making his eighth appearance on the season. Cabezas this year in 12 innings pitched, 7 earned runs. Sees first pitch to Delgado's a fastball high in the count 1-0. Base is just trying to keep the score tied 1-1 and set up his team in the bottom of the ninth. It will be 2-3-4 in the Colonels lineup. Now we'll try and push across a run. But Lake County trying to do that first with the score 1-1. And the count 1-1 on to Raynell Delgado, tonight's designated hitter for Lake County. Cabezas, the kick, and the 1-1. It's a fastball outside. The count 2-1. Tight contest between both of these teams. Expected, by the way, low scoring throughout just because of the strength of both these pitching staffs. The 2-1. Fastball, called strike inside corner. Count 2-2 on to Delgado. The bottom third of this lineup for Lake County. Each man has gotten on base. Delgado a walk, Amditas who's on deck a walk, and Connor Cox who follows with a single tonight as Delgado dribbles one down foul down near the bullpen, down to the Cedar Rapids dugout. Bullpen and dugout are so close, you got to make that distinction. If the ball was hit just a couple more feet to the left, it'd be in the bullpen. Two balls, two strikes, Cabezas, the kick, and the pitch. Off speed, called strike three at the top part of the zone. Good start to his relief appearance as he retires Delgado, one away, top of the ninth inning. We'll take a quick look around the Midwest League scoreboard presented by University Hospitals. Quad Cities has taken a lead against Dayton. They scored four in the ninth, so it's 8-7. As Amdita's first pitch swinging here, and he'll put it foul into the seats. But Dayton with one out trying to get one run across to tie up the ball game. Quad Cities trying to take a win from a top team in the Midwest League East. Peoria up 5-2 against Beloit, top of the ninth there. Beloit, the home team, will need three in the bottom of the ninth. 1-1 South Bend, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers versus the South Bend Cubs. That game at Wisconsin and two finals, Fort Wayne with a 5-4 win over West Michigan, and earlier today, Great Lakes lost at home to Lansing by the score of 7-4. Count 1-1 to Mike Amdidas as he saw a pitch miss outside and high from Cabezas. Amdidas walked in his last plate appearance in the seventh. The 1-1 off speed, called strike outside corner, 1-2. As Cabezas the look in, now shakes off a sign. The 1-2. Fastball misses on the outside corner, just low. Cabezas the pitcher, right hand thrower versus Amdidas the right hand hitter, the 2-2. Amdidas just gets a piece of it on an off speed pitch, fouls it away. Two balls, two strikes, and one out here in the top of the ninth. Cabezas, the pitch. Amdidas, a chopper to the left side. Fielding it under his glove is Javier. He picks it up to throw to first, not in time. He was moving to his left. Javier was in front of it, but the ball just snow-coned out of the glove, and then when it was in the edge of the glove, hit the dirt, which pretty much jutted it out of his glove. He picked it up and then fired it to first, but Amdidas is aboard. We'll see if it's an error or a hit. But it's a base runner for Lake County regardless. As Connor Cox is at the plate, he singled in his last plate appearance in the seventh as he's first pitch swinging. A dribbler foul into Lake County's bullpen. Randy LeBeau is getting loosened up over there. And now we'll begin to throw. Most likely will come on in the ninth. Zach Hart has six strikeouts. Six batters he's faced, though, in relief. Cabezas the kick in the 0-1. Cox, a single to the right side. They keep playing Prideaux up the middle, and Cox is taking advantage of that now twice, punching a ball to the right side. He's now has his second hit of the game. And a base runner again for Lake County. Two on. With one out and Christian Cairo coming to the dish. It looks like Lake County will make a pinch runner substitution here. Will Amdidas will come out. Corey Holland will come on. And for the ninth, it'll either be Mikhail Ramirez or Zach Fascia who will go behind the plate. But Holland now on second. By the way, how Amdidas got on is ruled an E6, so it's the second error for the Colonels tonight. And that will be the pitching coach for Cedar Rapids, and Mark Moriety, who will come out and talk with his pitcher. Andrew Cabezas, who has allowed a runner on second and on first. It's Holland who's at second, Amdidas taken out for Holland, and first is Connor Cox with a now 2-for-4 night for Connor Cox with that single. Christian Cairo trying to get his first hit and first time on base in this game, and he'll await the mound meeting to be over. And a brief little combo with DeCenzo, the third base coach and manager for Lake County. So Cairo will step into the right-hand batter's box. Mound visit is over. Cabezas trying to get the out of Cairo before he faces Naranjo. Ideally a ground ball in this spot. Cairo's 0-for-4 today with 4 Ks. Cabezas the kick in the first pitch. Breaking ball outside. Camargo flips off the mask and watches back the runner in Holland go back to second. Count 1-0 after that pitch missed low and outside. Chiron has returned to the lineup. First game played for him since May 4th. Escobesis, the 1-0. Off speed, Chiron puts it on the ground left side. It's booted by Encarnacion. Strand and bounces in the left field. Rounding third and coming home is Holland. The throw comes home, and Camargo has trouble with it. It rolls all the way to the mound where finally Camargo gets a hold of it. But Corey Holland scores from second. It's a ball put in play, and when that happens, good things happen. Misplayed by Encarnacion Strand. The Captains are now ahead 2-1 in the top of the ninth. And it was hit to the left side. The third baseman Encarnacion Strand could not play it. It bounced into left center field, and the Captains with a 2-1 lead. Chiro is now at second. At third is Connor Cox. Corey Holland did score. And Joe Naranjo trying to push this game even more to Lake County's favor by delivering a hit here. The infield is in. And Cabezas extends out that right arm that possesses the ball, he tightened it and probably in frustration trying to get a grip on his pitches. As he's down 1-0, the pitch to Naranjo misses inside. The count 2-0. There's a right-hander up in the bullpen for Cedar Rapids if needed. Cabezas looks over to third. The pitch comes in. Naranjo puts a line to left center field. Backtracking is Morales, looking up, and that one is gone! Joe Naranjo with an opposite field blast to left field. A three-run home run. And it breaks open this game. The Captains now lead 5-1 in the top of the ninth inning. A big blast from Joe Naranjo, who we've been waiting in the month of May to come through, now comes through with home run number 6 of his season. And Lake County again with the 5-1 lead. As Jean-Kenzie Noel's now at the plate. First pitch swing is Noel, and this one in the air, foul right side. A ball that looked like it could potentially score a run on a sacrifice and then just continue to carry to left center field. Just over that wall in left center. The home run wasn't really deep, but again, Naranjo with the blast to left field. And 4 spot put up for the Captains in this top of the ninth inning. As Noel faces a 1-1 and comes through empty with the swing and a miss, count now 1-2. But Joe Naranjo with the 3-run blast. And they will call Christian Cairo's hit, by the way, a single as well, an infield single. Is this a breaking ball? Called strike 3 on the outside corner. And there's 2 away. A 3-run blast for Joe Naranjo has broken open this game. That'll be Randy LeBeau to try and get the final 3 outs. He continues to throw in Lake County's bullpen. Speedy Halpin at the dish. He's 1-for-4 today with a double down the right field line. Lake County in total 5 runs on 8 hits. Putting up 5 on Cedar Rapids, the best pitching staff in all the Midwest League. The 0-1, Halpin. A bouncer to the right side, fielding it the low hop, second baseman in Pro Do, and his throw over to first in time to retire Halpin. But the Lake County Captains score 4 runs, highlighted by 3 hits and the home run by Joe Naranjo. 1 error and none left on base. We head to the bottom of the ninth. 3 outs away of the Captains from taking a 1-0 series lead against the Cedar Rapids Colonels here on WJCU.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in 3 easy steps. 1, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. 2, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. 3, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Join the captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meyer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Randy LeBeau in this bottom of the ninth. He needs three outs and to keep the Colonels under four runs, because it's a 5-1 lead for Lake County after four runs in the ninth. It started with Mike Amditis getting aboard on an error. Connor Cox singled, and then Christian Cairo put one in the infield, ruled a hit that was misplayed by the third baseman, Encarnacion Strand. It scored a run, and then after that, a three-run home run from Joe Naranjo, his sixth of the season. And it's now a 5-1 captain's lead. Bottom of the ninth, it will be 2-3-4 for Cedar Rapids. Randy LeBeau is on the hill for Lake County. The left-hander, and his first pitch to Encarnacion Strand is chopped foul. That was actually the second pitch count, 0-2. Encarnacion Strand today 0-3 against Lake County, their top hitter, without a hit. LeBeau this season, 13 1/3 innings pitched, 6 earned runs, 19 Ks, 4.05 ERA, 2-for-1 record, 0-for-1 in save opportunities. The 0-2, yeah, it's a breaking ball that misses, and the count 1-2. Tanner Bibee threw 6 scoreless innings, 6 innings, 1 run allowed, I should say, and 9 strikeouts. And then Zach Hart struck out the 6 batters he faced in the 7th and 8th, and LeBeau here in the 9th. 1 ball, 2 strikes on the Christian Encarnacion Strand, the pitch, and Encarnacion Strand swings and misses on a high heater. Rough day for him, 0-for-4, and it's now, in terms of Cedar Rapids, 8 strikeouts in a row, because if you go back all the way to Aaron Sabato in the 6th, he struck out, as did Camargo. And that would end Bibee's day, and then it was 6 in a row from Hart. So it's now actually 9 strikeouts in a row. And ending that with a line drive base hit, of course, is Aaron Sabato. That one into left center field, a base hit, as the Colonels try and storm a comeback here. Sabato's first hit of the ball game. It will bring up Jair Camargo to the plate. Camargo tonight 1-for-3. He had a single in the first. As LeBeau the look in. Comes set just above the belt. In the first pitch, it's a fastball high. And it is, by the way, Mikael Ramirez behind the plate for Lake County after there was a substitution made. Amditis taken off the base pads for Corey Holland. LeBeau the deep breath. And the 1-0. It's a fastball, called strike on the outside corner, count 1-1. Captains 5, Colonels 1. Bottom of the ninth inning here, 1 out. Cedar Rapids with the loss, go to double-digit losses, 24-10. The Captains would improve to 15-18. The 1-1. Breaking ball outside, the count 2-1. LeBeau the glance in. Glance over the first, now the 2-1, swung on and missed by Camargo. Count 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bottom of the ninth here, and down 4 are the Colonels. It is the heart of their lineup, but a different mindset when they knew They got a scoreless ninth, and all they needed was one. Now they need four after Lake County finally broke through in the top of the ninth. The 2-2 from LeBeau. Fastball high and outside. Count is full on to Camargo. LeBeau comes set. The payoff. Cut on and missed by Camargo. Ten strikeouts in the last 11 batters for Cedar Rapids. Not what you want to see in the late innings if you're the Colonels. So Seth Gray, the final out, potentially, and the Colonels down to their final out. Remember to stay tuned for the Lake County Captains postgame show. We'll recap it all and preview tomorrow's game between Cedar Rapids and Lake County. LeBeau's first pitch, curveball, called strike on the outer half, count 0-1. Seth Gray today with the double in the first. Sabato would miss third base coming home, so it wasn't an RBI for the Colonels. Their only run came in the third. The pitch, another breaking ball. This one misses outside. The count even, a ball and a strike. Lefty versus lefty matchup here. LeBeau on to Gray. LeBeau set at the hip. Left-hander reels back the 1-1. This one fouled back to the netting behind home plate. The Colonels are down to their final strike. One ball, two strikes, two outs. LeBeau, the look in. And the 1-2. Cut on and missed. Gray chases one out of the zone. Three strikeouts for LeBeau in the ninth. And the Lake County Captains dominant on the pitching side of things with strikeouts galore. And on the hitting side, Joe Naraho with the big blast. All part of a 5-1 victory for Lake County. Great way to start a road series in the road trip that will be 12 games in 13 days. A 5-1 victory tonight over the first place in the Midwest League overall on the Cedar Rapids Colonels. A 5-1 final here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Dominant all around. We have to recap it, of course, coming up next. We'll go through all the big plays. A lot of strikeouts totaled by Lake County. And a dominant 5-1 victory. I'm John Vicari. Thank you so much for spending time on your Tuesday evening with us, Lake County Captains 5 and the Cedar Rapids Colonels 1. Coming up next, it's the Lake County Captains postgame show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lake County Captains baseball here on WJCU.
Paws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captains home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captains home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captains Wrap-Up Show is coming right up. For listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. It's time to take a look back at today's game with the Captains Wrap-Up Show. Now, here's John Vicari.
Welcome into the Lake County Captains post-game show here on WGCU. The Captains with a 5-1 victory over the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors for Lake County. 1 run on 4 hits. And 2 errors for the Colonels. We'll recap it all. It was a great game for Lake County, both pitching-wise as well as doing enough offensively. In total for Lake County, they struck out 18 Cedar Rapids Colonels. And Joe Naranjo highlighted the game with a 3-run home run. But we'll run through it all. We'll start in the bottom of the first. And four. Cedar Rapids, they had an opportunity against Tanner Bybee. After 2 quick outs, it was a walk and a single, and Seth Gray would come up to the plate. Gray would knock a double and a runner home, but for the moment, that run would count. You'll see what happens later, but here's that hit from Gray. So the first matchup between these two since 2019 is Gary puts one down the left field line, first pitch swinging. It's a base hit. Rounding third and coming home is Sabato. Camargo turning on the wheels as well. Rodriguez fires in from left. Sabato stays at third. Or Camargo stays at third. Sabato came home, and it's now a 1-0 Colonels lead on an RBI double from Seth Gray. Or so we thought, they actually would take away the RBI double because the runner missing third.
It's a called out.
So it looks like that the runner never hit third base. A throw from Bybee over to third. I don't know if Lake County maybe saw a replay of the feed. But Bybee threw it over to third, and I believe that means that run number one will not come home to score. Yep, it did not count. Again, the runner in Sabato missed third, and Bybee, after a mound visit between Caleb Longshore, the entire infield, and the catcher, Just threw it over to third. Noel stepped on the bag, and the out was called. Ivy would be dominant pretty much throughout. This was one of his four inning-ending strikeouts. This was strikeout number three overall to end the second. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch to Javier. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner. Tanner Bibee with two strikeouts in the inning. That is his first one where he catches a Colonel looking. And we will go into the third. Yeah, for Lake County, they would only have offensively, even though Bibee strong through two, only one hit through the first two innings, as well as only through the first three. In terms of in the third, Mike Amditas would pop one up behind home plate. Camargo, the catcher, robbed fellow catcher of extending his at-bat with a nice play along the netting behind home plate. Amditas gets under one. This is behind home plate. Throwing away the masses, Camargo. He's backtracking towards the net. Makes the play along the netting. A basket catch along the netting. A nice play by Camargo. As he was almost pinned up against that netting, the ball never hit it. And he did a good job using his body as well to support his glove. And there is one away to begin this top of the third. A nice play made by Jair Camargo. Yeah, nifty play made by him. We go to the bottom of the third, and finally a Colonel would figure out Tanner Bibee, pretty much the last one to do so. Willie Joe Gray would go opposite field and deliver a homer, a solo blast. Pitch. Gary puts this in the air to deep left field. Backtracking is Rodriguez. He's at the track looking up, and that one is gone. Into the picnic tables out in left. Willie Joe Gary goes yard, and the Colonels get out on front first with a 1-0 lead. And that Gary Jr.'s first home run of the season. Yeah, it would be, but it pretty much for Lake County and for Bibee would be the last run that he gave up. And not pretty much, it was the last run that the Colonels, the first and last, that they'd get across the board. Bibee would finish four with a nice strikeout here. He'd have six strikeouts through four innings. Bibee a strike away from strikeout number six through four innings. The two ball, two strike, two out pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed by Morales. Up in the zone, Bibee got the swing and a miss. And we'll go into the fifth. We go into the fifth, and the top of the fifth is where we'll start. Sean Mooney, the starter for Cedar Rapids, and he had a very good game as well. He'd allow no runs through five, and he would get six strikeouts through five. Here is that sixth strikeout. One ball, two strikes, two outs, on to Cairo. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. A fastball high. Powers through Cairo. Six strikeouts for Sean Mooney. And he completes five innings scoreless. Yeah, nice job by Mooney there. And he would also have two runners in scoring position. Four runners left on base when Mooney was on. None came home to score. We go to the bottom of the fifth, and Bibee would just continue ending innings with a strikeout. With a runner on second and two outs, he would finish Anthony Bradeau for strikeout number seven. Here's the 1-2. Cut on and missed by Prado. Tanner Bibee with seven strikeouts. And for the third start in a row, completes five innings of work. Yeah, nice job by Bibee there. He continued to just mow him down. We go to the top of the sixth in Lake County. Hey, they wanted a run. It started with a Joe Naranjo single. And then with one out, Petey Halpin would put a ball down the right field line. Unfortunately for Lake County, it did not end in a run in this instance. Food places in the area as the 1-2. Halpin puts this down the right field line for a base hit. Naranjo rounding second, coming in the third. Getting it out of the corner is Gary Jr. His throw comes in the first. Naranjo gets the late breaks from Greg DiCenzo. The throw over to third, and the tag applied. Yeah, Naranjo was halfway down the third baseline. DiCenzo threw up the brakes. Naranjo then slipped, fell, and could not get back to third before the throw came that way. But you wouldn't have to worry too long for Lake County for another run. Petey Halpin would get the second on that hit down the line, and he would score as Angel Martinez would put one into left center field. The 0-1, Martinez puts it in the air to shallow left. That will drop in for a base hit. Rounding third and coming home is Petey Halpin. He will score. It's an RBI single for Angel Martinez. His second hit of the evening, and we're all tied up at one here at Perfect Game Field. Yep, and finally that run for the Captains and a bit of run support as Tanner Bivey would enter the sixth, trying to complete his longest outing of the season. He did have two previous outings, both back-to-back, his last two starts in which he completed five. He tried to complete six, and he would do it. How? Of course, he would end the inning with a strikeout. Cut on and missed. Tanner Bivey, 9 Ks through a season-high 6 innings of work. We head to the seventh. Yep, and the strikeout there to finish things off. In terms of the seventh and eighth, it was dominated by the bullpen of both squads. Zach Hart would strike out 6 in a row. 3 up, 3 down in the seventh, 3 up, 3 down in the eighth. 33 pitches thrown for Hart. What a welcome and return for Zach Hart back to Lake County from extended spring training. Lake County offensively in the top of the seventh and eighth. They would get runners in scoring position in both innings. Both innings would end not without a run coming home to score. We finally go to the top of the ninth. It started with Mike Amditas getting aboard an error on the shortstop. Connor Cox would single, putting two runners on. Runners on first and second. Christian Cairo would ground one in the infield, mishandled by Encarnacion Strand, and leading to the go-ahead run. Escobesis, the 1-0. Off speed, Cairo puts it on the ground left side. It's booted by Encarnacion Strand and bounces in the left field. Rounding third and coming home is Holland. The throw comes home, and Camargo has trouble with it. It rolls all the way to the mound where finally Camargo gets a hold of it. But Corey Holland scores from second. It's a ball put in play, and when that happens, good things happen. Misplay by Encarnacion Strand. The Captains are now ahead 2-1 in the top of the ninth. Yep, Christian Cairo putting it on the ground, and Holland would replace Amditas on the base pad, so that's who would score for Lake County. Corey Holland coming around to score. And then Joe Naranjo would step up, two runners on, and he would deliver his 6th home run of the season and break things open for the Captains. Reyes looks over to third, the pitch comes in, Naranjo puts a line to left center field, backtracking is Morales, looking up, and that one is gone! Joe Naranjo with an opposite field blast to left field. A 3-run home run. And it breaks open this game. The Captains now lead 5-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Yep, and that would pretty much do it. Joe Naranjo delivering, making it not just a 2-1 lead, but then now a 5-1 lead. 4 runs put up by the Captains in the top of the ninth inning. We go into the bottom of the ninth. And there would be a base runner for Cedar Rapids. Aaron Zapata would get a single, but it would be from the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th in terms of the outs. 2 strikeouts in the 6th, 3 in the 7th, 3 in the 8th, and then finally 3 in the 9th. It would be Seth Gray, retired by Randy LeBeau, who would enter the 9th and get the 3 outs needed. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. LeBeau, the look in. And the 1-2. Cut on and missed. Gray chases one out of the zone. 3 strikeouts for LeBeau in the ninth. And the Lake County Captains dominant on the pitching side of things with strikeouts galore. And on the hitting side, Joe Naranjo with the big blast. All part of a 5-1 victory for Lake County. Yeah, and it would be 18 strikeouts for Lake County against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And in terms of strikeouts in a game for a team, Lake County now has the most strikeouts in a game this season. Their previous high was 15 against Dayton on May 7th, but they struck out the most in a game this season. 18 of the 27 outs were strikeouts for Lake County pitching. A 5-1 victory brings them to 15-18 overall on the record. Cedar Rapids drops to 24-10. We'll be back at it tomorrow here on WGCU. In terms of Eastern Standard Time, you'll be here at 7:15. The game will start here Central Time at 6:15, but you'll tune in 7:15 for pregame coverage, 7:35 first pitch between the Captains and the Colonels. Game number 2 of this series for Lake County, it will be the right-hander in Aaron Davenport getting the start, and for the Cedar Rapids Colonels will be the left-hander in Aaron Rozek. Rozek, a 4-1 record, 4.73 ERA. Davenport 0-2, but at 3 ERA even overall. Special thanks to Logan Petoskey working the board, cutting all those highlights, and running the broadcast smooth throughout. I'm John Vicari. Thank you so much for spending part of your Tuesday evening with us. Once again, the final score, the Lake County Captains 5 and the Cedar Rapids Colonels 1. Game one goes to the Captains here in Iowa on WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch, swing and a drive. Deep right center. Goodbye, home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.